Well, hundreds of well-wishers have been braving the heavy rain to gather outside both Buckingham Palace and Balmoral Castle as people around the world are continuing to send their thoughts to Her Majesty, including the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen.
My thoughts and my prayers are with her. She has given to all of us in all these years always stability, confidence. She has shown an immense amount of courage.
Well, Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams has told us the news is shocking for many people as Her Majesty's played such an important role. Well, we do interrupt this bulletin as in the last few minutes we have had confirmation that Her Majesty the Queen has died at the age of 96. And we will be taking you back to the Talk Radio studio now to Vanessa Feltz.
It is 6:32. The day is the 8th of September, 2022. And I'm extremely sorry to have to bring you the exceptionally sad news that Her Majesty the Queen has died. The news has been confirmed by Buckingham Palace. Her Majesty was 96 years old and had reigned for 70 years. News of her passing is reaching the rest of the world, and she was monarch of more than 100 million people. Her reign began on the 6th of February 1952 when she was just 25 years old. In September 2015, she became Britain's longest serving monarch, having sat on the throne for longer than her great-great-grandmother Queen Victoria. And in 2022, she became the first monarch in the country's history to have reigned for 70 years. What sad news. I'm joined in the studio by my colleague, Mike Graham. Gosh, it's overwhelming to have to break the news and to have to contemplate what that means for all of us,
terrible.
Isn't it?
I mean, I didn't think I'd feel like this, actually, but I do. It's very upsetting. She's you know, as I said, she's the mother that we've all had for such a long time. She's been a brilliant head of state. She's been everything that Britain is personified about. She's everything. She is Britain, you know, and now she's not here anymore.
I mean, I think our thoughts and prayers, obviously, with her family, with Prince Charles, with Princess Anne, who was so incredibly close to her mother, the Princess Royal, with Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, Prince William, and Prince Harry, who's flying there right now, as far as we know, and also really with every single person listening to me right now and watching this, because I can't believe there isn't a single person in the land and well beyond, all over the world, who isn't feeling this with a sort of cataclysmic thud, an absolute kind of sock in the solar plexus of sadness, because really she has been the most remarkable mainstay for us, and she has been the very emblem of fortitude and of sacrifice and of calm in very difficult times. And she has been such a loyal wife and such a wonderful mother and grandmother and great-grandmother, and just somebody that we have looked on as a beacon and as a great adornment to all our lives. And I'm so, so sorry to have to break this news to people. I'm sure that there are people absolutely in shock all over the country.
I mean, everybody has a story. We were talking earlier today just about, you know, remembrances of you watching the 77 Jubilee.
Yes.
And you think of your own family, your own mother, you know, it's tough.
It is. It really is very, very tough indeed. I think we'll go and join our colleague, Christo Fufas. He's outside Buckingham Palace. He felt this sort of inexorable pull to go there. He didn't have to be there, but he just felt that he would go and he would be there and he would just kind of take in the atmosphere and make some kind of pilgrimage. I think that's basically what is the kind of primitive desire to kind of do something and go somewhere and lay flowers somewhere, now that we know that the Queen has died. I mean, it's such a shock to all of us. Christo, you're there.
I can't believe you've just said those words.
No, neither can I.
Has died. If I just stand aside for a moment, we will just be able to get a shot of the crowds outside Buckingham Palace. They've all